Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Possibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Coming at you, RBN. All right, pass. Public broadcast. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Okay. Let's get into it. Now, I want to give everybody a chance to call in. You guys should be calling in. I want to give you a chance to call in. If you want to talk about this China balloon situation, okay, I want to give you guys a few minutes to do that, because, well, I mean, everybody's very concerned about it. They have no idea what's actually going on. But I don't want to spend too much time on it, though, as it was not in my original schedule of content to cover. Nobody's actually touched on what this thing is actually for, but I will explain all that as quickly as possible. But first, again, give you guys a chance to call in. All right. Phone number 800-313-9443. If you guys would like to call in and comment on what you think is going on or what you've heard, what your research is, what intelligence you've gathered. You know, that's an open platform. We can do that. So, we'll go ahead and go to the phone lines. The first person we have on this topic is Reb in Colorado. Go ahead.
I just phoned in as Boy Scout Reb. We have no choice. We have to keep doing this because as long as 911 still exists, you're all going to hell and you deserve it. Because I heard the most even worse than the stupid balloon story. You know, remember 1938, they showed on, probably still on YouTube, I don't look for it. They had a big balloon. It flew in from Germany with the Nazi signs on it, and it headed to, it blew up in New Jersey. It blew up, and they show this all the time. Look at that disaster. And they're wondering, how did these Chi-Coms fill up with helium? Because they told us they shouldn't have filled that one with hydrogen. And then there are other people said that was sabotage. And it was the Third Reich flying into America with a balloon. So they had this forever. And before that, in the Great War of over 100 years ago, they had these giant balloons. Some goofball in one of those old planes, it was a wooden wing with cloth over it, cost next to nothing. He was called the Balloon Buster, and they were heavily defended. They had aircraft around them. So this stuff has been going on for over a century, even into the 19th century. So, but it's a distraction from your enemy. And then I heard on the radio, I didn't see it, these awards for music, they put horns on their head and danced around. It's to make you want to be with Satan. Stupid. That's a distraction, you jerk, you morons. You're going to hell because the face of Satan stares you in the face every day. 9-1-1. That's the face of Satan. We know this because nobody fears the, they don't fear God or whatever. They go to the pointy building. They're not God-fearing. As soon as they get out of the building, and if they see someone on the road, and maybe pull them over, that's who they fear. 9-1. You see what I mean? The face. You won't turn from your wickedness and sin no more. That's Satan's face. The stinking guinea, we call him. Government truth or no intelligence. The pygmies, if you want. Go back until last century, they called them the pygmies, or the fire folks, or the damn ambulance drivers, or the doctors falsifying death certificates. That's 9-1-1. And it started February 16th, 1968, when they lied to America. That's what we heard. The broadcasters said, America's losing the war in Vietnam. At the same time, they promoted 9-1-1. That was the first attack on America, February 16, 1968. Look it up in Wikipedia of the first 9-1-1. That's your enemy, jerks. That's the face of the they plan everything that's criminal. They jumped the curb that brought, we told you, I had three little black-headed people that tried to run me over, and then I tried to get out of the way. She hit my long blonde hair. I knocked her head back. Then she comes running out. She wanted me to knock her in the head. So the guineas, it was a setup by them. Homeland Security knocked on my door. And who'd she have? The guineas, the face of Satan, the filthy. And everyone is promoting them. They said, from both sides. They said, defund them, not get rid of them, because they worship them. And when they show up on your block, you're the one bending over and open and wide. We tell them, drop dead, go back to the sewers of hell you came from. That's who we are, the righteous of Almighty. That's what we call it, the wrath of the Almighty. You make us do our job, we'll get rid of Satan, send him back to the sewers of hell. Nobody sees it, because you've been blinded by your drug addiction and your stupidity and distractions. Oh, they had horns on their head. They're promoted. No, they're a distraction. That's not what Satan looks like. The Pope, everybody says, hey, if you turn his hat 90 degrees, you'll see he's got two horns on his head. Yeah, they're a distraction. They're the ones who promote the 9-1-1. They're the ones who, we're telling you, turn from your wickedness, you bastards of Babylon. Don't lie. We're not asking for money. All the people said, donate, buy this product, save us so we can tell you what's coming your way. But they never stop anything. And they tell us, go to hell, white boy, burn in hell. And two of us ain't even white boys, double X chromosome, me too, females. This is your end of your civilization. You caused it. You deserve it. Burn in hell with the guinea. That's where it came. They came up from the sewers of hell. They even knocked on Bubba's door after we had evidence against them. But they weren't there at the guinea seat. They came from their coven meetings. We know where they met. It was on this, we told about it on this network back in 2017. The centuries go by quick. And we told him, and he said, yeah, they do worship Satan, and they have covens. That's the face you're looking at. The fire, these stupid freaks. Yeah, you need emergency personnel, but they're not the ones. They took over from within with 911, the UN. They're going to promote themselves as some kind of good people or something. They're not. And the people are fearing of them. Don't you get it, you jerks? You're supposed to be God-fearing when you go to your little pointy roof buildings, but when you come outside, you're bending over and opening wide for these despicable bastards from hell. And we want to send them back there. Stop what you're doing. Turn from your wickedness, you freaks, and make us do our job. Bubba Scout Rep, I'm serious. No matter how much you tell us what's coming at us, it's not going to stop. They opened the borders. They brought in the dope. We've seen it in the 1950s. So what are you letting them go into your public retardation, the school buildings? I said, what are you letting them in? They didn't let them in before, but the UN took over and forced them, and they brought in the dope and doped up the whole civilization. They're not against it. They deal it. They're not against the gang violence. They sponsor it. They give so when even the NRA, they don't even listen to themselves. They called us. They said they wanted UN out of America. That's the guineas. That's the 911 system. But they didn't do it. And they tell us, when you take the good people's guns away, only the bad ones got it. So we want to disarm them, the guinea, and everyone with them, and the 911, and all the broadcasters. Because it amounts to a stinking freak show. That's what they get on the radio. Look, they're promoting Satan with the horns. That's not Satan, you jerks. It's stupid. It makes no sense, but it's a big distraction. We know what it is, but look, they're promoting Satanism and all this and all the stupid things they're against. But it keeps going on because 911's still here. 911 defeated America, and that's obviously what happened. Who promoted it? All the conservatives. They get in your face and say, oh, look, this is what happens in these evil cities where they don't have the protection of 911. Of course those that. They're no good. They're all jerks and liars. They sponsor all that crap. So you want more of them. And then the final stupidity of you, they're the ones who are going to, they locked you down during the corroded virus. Nobody else did. If they didn't come in, you would have said, drop dead. We're not wearing that nose covering, mouth covering. People could have stood up. But they're fearing.
Okay, Reb, you're all over the place.
I gotta tell the truth. But nobody else will.
Okay? You're all over the place. Well, thank you, Reb. I gotta get to the next caller here. Let's go with Scotty in New York, line 3. Go ahead.
Hello. Greetings.
Yes, sir. How's it going? You got a theory on what's going on with this balloon?
Not a theory. Actually, I want to hand it to Reb. You should let him speak a little more. Well, he always goes well. He's the only guy that I heard out of however long this balloon BS has been going on that actually said it's a distraction. I didn't hear anyone say that. And no one actually knows what the truth is. The truth is it was DARPA's balloon because they don't have access to the satellites any longer, just like they don't have access to CERN for like 8 years. I haven't heard anybody say what the truth is, and Rev was the only guy that called it out.
You're close. However, yeah.
I didn't hear anybody. I hear such distractions. Even the guy Dan, somebody from Washington, he actually had something good to say, which is unusual, and then he didn't mention mind control. He was talking about AI and didn't mention mind control. But remember you had a guy the last time I called that had a tooth problem, really a lot of pain with his tooth? And I couldn't remember what the stuff was.
Gregory, there in Rough and Ready.
All right, well, I couldn't remember what it was. I had to go downstairs to see it. It's eugenol. It's an oil. It's really like a diluted clove oil. And you can mix it with some other stuff, some white powder stuff. I forget what it is. And you can actually do temporary fillings with it. But it'll relieve the pain. But not like crazy, like clove oil is really powerful, you know, so you'd have to mix that with some sort of, you know, to water it down kind of, so you could just use the eugenol. It's very inexpensive. You get a little bottle of it. And, I learned that from my sister's husband, who's a dentist in Italy, when I had tooth problems. And you played a really good thing. How old was that thing about the printing scam thing?
With the How old was it? That's quite recent.
Oh, really?
Very recent. It's still going
they
on.
Took that, so they even took that to a higher level, because it was always a scam. The deal is the gold sticker on there, it really doesn't know how much ink is, but the thing is, it knows if it's a new cartridge or you refill the old one because of that sticker. In order to actually beat them, you have to send away for those gold sticker things. It's actually real gold, you know, and put it on the old cartridge so it thinks it's a new one. Because there's been a scam. We're not only talking designed adolescence. We're talking designed failure, which is in everything. You know, they have one little stupid thing break, and then you got to get the whole clutch assembly with the this and with the, instead of getting a little $2 part. So from what I heard from that, that sounds like crazy. I mean, like insane. I just caught that in the replay. I just wanted to mention it. I was trying to think what that stuff was for the tooth. So I hope that guy's listening. So Rev was doing okay. I'll yield if you got other callers. What I wanted to say, I just told it to Mike. Did you hear the Intel report today?
No, I did not.
Well, he's usually, Mike is really amazing. Really, really amazing. But man, he actually had a bunch of new callers, every one better than the next. Instead of the same old, same old, same old call. Really, and I noticed even Rivera had a new call trying to tell him, because the U.S. Corp is out of business. When Trump didn't join the European Union, the United States, the U.S. Corp ended. We're trying to bring back the Republic. But everybody's looking at them things they think are phones. I went to the dentist today, really busy. I'm glad I didn't take my scooter there. I wouldn't have known. Man, I couldn't believe every single person in there that walked by in front, came in. Went. I must have seen 40 people in the 2.5 Every one of them has that phone thing in their hand. There wasn't one person that I saw in 3.5 hours that didn't have that thing controlling them. Because that's what's going on. We've all disconnected from each other and source. And whoever is using their phone things, they ain't getting what we're getting on the internet. You get a different screen. As I mentioned the last time, many times I tried to show people a news feed for RBN, and at least 4 times, right in front of me, they couldn't access that one page with the news feed. Because they play
games. I currently can't access my own archive unless I use a VPN. So they've got my IP blocked from visiting RBN. Yeah.
Well, I've seen it several times, and these are people that do know how to use those, because I actually have one of them now. I only used it once. I couldn't believe what I witnessed going on in there. Even to get the voice, like everything is an app. You're like, I don't even have the words to explain it yet. When someone teaches me how to use it, I'll be able to like take notes. But I am amazed that anybody would tolerate such a thing as being part of them. And these people are reliant. I'm telling you, I watch so carefully. There wasn't one person that even had it in their pocket. They all have it in their hand. That is crazy, brother.
Well, I hope that we get a app soon. I know Biden's all against people using apps now because, you know, going to your regular web pages, you know, it's hit or miss if these people want you to see it or not. It's absolutely correct. But with apps, you're going to get the information no matter what. So, we're going to take a quick break here. We don't have time. We got to take a commercial break here. Sky, thank you for calling in. I'm going to let everybody know the purpose of the balloon when we get back from commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Yes. All right, so let's finish off this topic of the balloon. Now, Reb and Scotty, they're in the ballpark here. They're in the ballpark. So I need to start with the chemtrails. Okay? Actually, I need to go back a little further than that. Ever since we have discovered, when I say we, I mean the scientists within the DOD, ever since we have discovered electromagnetic technology, we have discovered that we have a psychosphere. Okay? Every person on this planet, it generates brain waves, and we have contributed to an atmosphere of a psychoactive ocean. Okay? with the chemtrails, them dumping nano-aluminum, strontium, barium, and other things onto us every day, plasmacizing the ionosphere, they've been able to tap into this cloud consciousness and basically creating an artificial version of it that we're all connected to because we breathe the stuff in. It gets into our lungs, into our blood, breaks the blood-brain barrier, coats our neural pathways. Okay? These people have what's called remote neural monitoring. They monitor our thoughts. Literally. On a grand scale. That's why we have all these NSA facilities around the world, not just in the U.S., even though the largest data banks are in the U.S. Okay? They're able to not only read, but base their future psychological operations based on what they read from the population. The biggest, grandest experiment was 9/11. When they hit the towers. The inside job. Okay, when they hit the towers. They read everybody's emotions. What people were thinking. And hence developed a way to manipulate the entire population into the war in the Middle East. So they can go get the oil and everything else. Establish dominance, global dominance. Okay? Listen, China has the ability to go to the moon. They've already placed a rover on the moon. China has satellites. China doesn't need any balloons with solar panels on it to spy on us. They don't. Hell, they got TikTok. We willingly give them our information. The balloon is more, most likely, shot out from one of our submarines over in the Pacific Ocean, sent over to us to say that it's from China. But it's a psychological operation. We're getting the fear porn is how they are interacting with us through this covert technology. Fear is what they read the best, is how they operate, that's how they control us. Getting us paranoid about China, getting us paranoid about this, getting us to hate people of color, getting us to hate, building up the hate against transsexuals. This is all social engineering on a level of a government that steals trillions of dollars from the people. The capability of mind control is astounding. That's what the balloon is for. Just another psyop. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to come back from commercial break once again, and we'll get on to something else. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All right, yes. Still tuned into the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And I hope you guys understand about the balloon situation now. If you got any questions, you know where you can reach me. But for now, we're going to go on to the next topic. Now, this is something I got to also get out of the way too. because us conspiracy theorists, we're called nut jobs, right? We're just devil hat conspiracy theorists. But yet everything that we're saying about everything is come to light from the shots, right? Jabs. First, this whole corona situation, the cove, you know, everybody thought, oh, this is natural. No, this broke out of some military or corporate installation somewhere, some lab. that turned out to be true. Okay. So the jabs is gonna kill a whole bunch of people. They want population control. Oh, conspiracy theorist. Oh, you're just crazy. Just anti-government. And boom, we've got people dropping like flies from heart attacks, left and right. Depopulation is happening. And then we also said, there's this new version of COVID every 6 months. There's a new version. A new and improved version, different strain. It's got to be the people in these labs, or the corporations with the vaccines. They're playing around with it, and they're mutating it. Okay, you conspiracy theorists, you're just so far out there. Yeah? Oh yeah? Play this clip, Mike.
Developing today, Project Veritas now reports they've caught a Pfizer executive on camera admitting to some shady profiteering. We'll let the clip speak for itself.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. The direction of evolution is very different.
Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do like these like selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Just like Jesus Christ.
So this is the latest from Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, who does these undercover video operations where he records people who work for, he's done someone who works at CNN. This is someone who ostensibly works at Pfizer. And the person doesn't know who James O'Keefe is or who the person doing the video is and is, you know, in a friendly conversation and ends up telling us something that we might not have known otherwise or confirms serious concerns about wrongdoing at these various places. There's been a lot on the employees admitting, like, liberal bias at CNN has been a previous one. So I did watch all 10 minutes of what James O'Keefe released on Twitter. I will say what this individual says is fairly alarming, or at least confirms what alarmed people think. So there he talks about, well, we're not doing gain-of-function exactly. We're doing something kind of like that.
Structured evolution.
Talks about manipulating viruses. Talks about, and actually later makes points that you and I have made explicitly about how, well, it's an open door policy between the regulators and Pfizer, and it's really good for us at Pfizer and makes us lots of money. It's bad for, like, humanity. He explicitly says that. So he says a lot of things that, again, are alarming to people who are concerned about this. The caution I would urge here is James O'Keefe released 10 minutes. It is edited. It's not just like there's no full transcript of this conversation. Yeah. And I say this repeatedly, and I know he has a lot of fans. And I'm not saying the work he is doing is not valid or is not useful. I'm saying the opposite of that. I think this is valid, and I think this is useful, and I want to know more about it. But I always have to urge a little bit of caution because he does it. It's not done fully transparently, like we don't have the raw footage, we don't have the raw transcript. I don't know what this person thought the arrangement was when he went into this conversation. And like, if you get under a fraudulent understanding of what a conversation is, if you're lying or exaggerating or misrepresenting yourself in a conversation, what is your guarantee that the other person isn't doing that as well?
Yeah, they're people do puffery and try to make themselves seem more important and exaggerate. I mean,
they're drinking, making themselves sound more important.
Okay,
so,
okay.
And stop this
right
individual.
There. Stop right there. And I had these videos out of order. But that is, that's the liberal media trying to cover up the fact that this guy thought he was coming out onto a date. This guy was going on a date. I guess he's gay. Which, I mean, it's neither here nor there, but he sits down with this O'Keefe guy. And he starts bragging about his job. Okay. ain't bragging hard, you know, just, I guess, I mean, he wore sex on the first date. Not bragging. So, he starts talking about, yeah, the gain-of-function research, and he also lets out that, yeah, they are manipulating the viruses so that the drug companies can make more drugs to sell to the people. I'd pull up the video that I really wanted you guys to listen to, but my internet's being slow, which is why I just explained it to you. That's the liberal media. I want to say, wow, what a hack job. First off, oh, you're going to brag. He's going to lie about his job. Yes, they're lying. What? Really? You're on your first date. You're absolutely going to let people know about yourself. I mean, you're going to be, you think you're going to be sleeping with the individual. You don't think they're going to find out that you're lying at some point? I don't really think that's at all the situation. The liberal media keeps lying. It keeps feeding us. They've been wrong in this coronavirus situation thus far. Wrong, 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 wrong. And they're holding on for dear life, trying to cover every lie with another lie. At this point, I don't see why anybody actually would even tune in and watch any of these people, seeing how there's a different lie at every stage. It's almost like society, you know, you have a couple, one's cheating on one partner's cheating on the other, and it's just lie after lie. No, I didn't sleep with my secretary. Okay, but maybe slept with the secretary a couple times, but I don't love her. No, I didn't send her flowers. No, I'm not giving her any money. And then every step of the way in this relationship, you're finding out this person is just lying. That's what this mainstream liberal media, it keeps doing. And the people are just trailing on it. It's like one of those relationships where you just know there's no other man, there's no other woman. You have no choice but to take the BS. You have no choice but to listen and take the garbage because you don't have any plans on getting with anybody else. So, for lack of options, it's so, I mean, just describing this, it's, I wish people would stop tuning into these liberal, and it's so blatant, the cover up. I mean, how many people out there have been in these kind of relationships where you're just with a liar and they keep covering up every lie with another lie and another lie and another lie? You're not going to accept that in a relationship. So why should you accept that in your mainstream media? Now, here's some better coverage. Mike, let's go with this clip.
All right, so let's walk the audience through it. This is, the guy's name is Jordan Tristan Walker of Pfizer. And again, this is their head of research and development, according to Project Veritas. And they unleashed one of their undercover journalists to go, quote unquote, interview this guy. So Jordan Tristan Walker is one of the voices you'll hear. And then you'll hear the undercover Project Veritas reporter sort of pressing him. And we have a few shots, so we're going to walk you through it. Here's the first where Jordan Walker talks about what Pfizer's doing to explore the COVID virus so that it can allegedly create a new vaccine. But what it's doing to the COVID virus sounds rather concerning. Here it is. Shot one.
We're exploring, like, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we could create, ethically develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We're like, do we want to do this? So that's, like, one of the things we're considering.
Okay.
So, like, the future, like, maybe we can, like, create new versions of the vaccines and things like that.
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. That's why it was a thought that came up in a meeting, and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Oh my God. Like, first of all, he's so giggly. This is clearly like an alleged date setup. This is generally how James does it. And so it's two guys out together, clearly drinking, and this guy's super giggly. And it's so fun that they're going to mutate the COVID virus, Michael, so that Pfizer can test new vaccines on it and then make more billions of dollars, one presumes.
That clip is also where this guy's excuse at the end, that he was lying and just making it up on the date, it's where it also falls apart, because he's so specific. He's so fluent in the way that he's describing Pfizer engaging in gain-of-function research. This is not the first time this has occurred to him. This is not just a thought that has popped into his mind to impress somebody on a date. I don't know why this would be impressive, by the way, to say, hey, my company is doing really nefarious things, the sort of research that very likely caused the pandemic in the first place. And then he says, we're not honest with the public. We're not telling them what we're actually doing, but this is very specifically what we're doing. And then, of course, when he gets caught, he says, hey, forget everything I said. I was just lying here. In fairness to this guy, I'm grateful to him for exposing what Pfizer is almost certainly actually engaged in. But two, what he's doing is no different from what Dr. Fauci did. When this guy at the end of the video, James O'Keefe, nails him and he says, no, that's not true. We're not engaging in gain of function. That's all made up. That's what Dr. Fauci said before the U.S. Senate when he perjured himself
under oath
in front of Rand Paul. He said, we are not engaging in gain of function research. We've never funded it. And then Rand Paul brings the receipts of the specific research he was funding. And what does Fauci say? He goes, well, and if we were funding it, it's totally fine. He got caught absolutely red-handed. And so I think, okay, this guy Jordan Walker is going to be held to account. I assume he's going to lose his job. Well, what about Dr. Fauci? That guy keeps getting plaudits and wonderful laudatory documentaries about him. He's doing the same thing on a much larger scale.
It's a good point. You know, I wonder whether this guy's going to lose his job, because very few media outlets seem interested in the James O'Keefe tapes, and we're going to play more of them. And unless the pressure is put on Pfizer to explain whether in fact it's doing this and to comment on its senior executives, he's third in line from CEO, according to our look at the chart. They're going to keep doing it. They're going to get away with it, which is truly outrageous. Now, you are having some top doctors weigh in on this, saying how outrageous this is. We'll get to some of that as well. Pfizer, I hope, will be forced to respond to this on the record with whether it's doing this or not. Before we get to, because the reporter does say, that sounds an awful lot like gain-of-function research, where you take the bug and you find ways to make it more lethal or more contagious, and they have an exchange about that. I'll play it in 1 second, but first, let's listen to Jordan Trister Walker of Pfizer tell this undercover Project Veritas reporter about the testing they are doing on monkeys, or how it would work with their monkeys. Shot two.
So the way it would work is, like, we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively, like, cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them. And then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey and just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do, like, directed, like, simulation, which, like, we cannot prefer. And then you just sample what the different, like, proteins
on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
So then you can see the mutation, then you can kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be like very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, it goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
Which is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. Like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
Okay, we're all with Jordan Tristan Walker on that last point. Even though this morning, literally just this morning, I listened to NPR's podcast, and they were the whole thing for 5 minutes. They're going off about how the virus came from a natural source. There's zero evidence it came from a Wuhan from the Wuhan lab. It definitely came from a market. I mean, and like zero proof that it came from a lab. Where is the proof that it came from an animal? They tested 80,000 of them and never found it in any event. So now you have one of Pfizer's top executives on camera saying, this is how I suspect this man-made mutations, that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. It makes little sense. The virus popped up out of nowhere. Yes, you word. Know, tell the truth.
Many of us suspected this from the beginning when the official storyline was that the pandemic came from a bad batch of bat soup at the Wuhan wet market that just coincidentally was right down the road from the Wuhan Institute of Virology where they were conducting this research. I think those of us paying attention knew what this was about from the beginning. But the good news is, I think by this point, now we're pushing 3 years later, the public has seen the evidence, and no matter what NPR says, no matter what the crooked Pfizer spokesmen say, I think people know what is up. And so we no longer trust Big Pharma. You know, living in a country where you can't even trust Big Pharma executives, what has this nation come to? And so now the question for us is, what do we do about it? These are the people who lied to us about the origin of COVID, about the virulence of COVID, about the efficacy of the vaccines, about the safety of the vaccines, about the tests that they subjected the vaccines to. They lied to us about everything, the masks mm-hmm. and the social distancing and the whole kit and caboodle. So what are we going to do about it? I think this is the part where at least the conservatives, if not more good faith liberals and people in the center, will go in and say, we need to wield the political order to punish Pfizer and to regulate Pfizer. And it becomes a big problem because of the issue of regulatory capture. Very often,
mm-hmm.
the agencies that are supposed to regulate these companies are totally beholden to these companies or being
All right,
funded
hold that
by
thought.
These companies.
Hold
and
that
so,
thought, because I definitely want you to talk more about that. But I'm going to tee it up first. I'll get us there in the story as we tell the story together. So undercover journalist listens to this guy saying, oh, we get the monkeys and then we successfully cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect the samples from them and we put it in another monkey and you just constantly actively mutate it. And says, yeah, so this is going to be something. You know, we have to be really careful, though, because we could create something like, you know, that just goes everywhere. And that's when he makes the point, like, that's what I think happened in Wuhan. Now, this is crazy because let's keep in mind the people who we believe did it in Wuhan were Chinese scientists working for the Chinese government and with the help of Peter Daszak's group, EcoHealth Alliance, this scientific research group here in the United States that we all fund. But it wasn't a drug company who would stand to benefit to the tune of $80 billion. That was revenue for Pfizer last year. It's very complicated when you have the person who's going to fix the problem creating the problem, right? That's a bridge too far. Not to say it's not a bridge too far to have the others doing it. So here we are. That's the problem. Now, the undercover journal says, gee, it really sounds like gain of function. Kind of sounds like the thing where you take the virus and make it more contagious or more dangerous. And here's that exchange in part, SOT 3.
I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out. Because this is just like something we're trying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like there's. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. No, directed evolution is very different.
Direct evolution?
Directed evolution.
Directed evolution. Okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe. I Well, you're not supposed to do gain-of-function research with the viruses, like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There better not be any more outbreaks, because, like, Jesus Christ.
There better not be any more outbreaks. Correct, Jordan. We all agree with that. But there it is right there. It's not exactly gain-of-function. It's directed evolution, where we're trying to see if we can make the viruses more potent. Do you feel better? Is your business still using spreadsheets and emails to manage important sales?
Okay. So, there you have it. We need to punish these people. Okay? When you start, I don't know if you guys see the movie Outbreak. Terrifying. When I was a kid, watching that movie and how they would show how the virus spread first. These people are playing God. And yes, it's being backed up by the U.S. government because the CIA controls the media, and the media has done its best, the mainstream media, in covering it up. So they are complicit. People, it's time to pull your heads out of the sand, take responsibility for yourself, take responsibilities for your families, take responsibility for your communities. You start taking responsibility for your government. Pull the immunities away from these corporations. And it is time to clean house. They want to depopulate the planet. That's fine. For all those people who think there's too many people on the planet, then I say, be true to your belief and kill yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourself. Red Pill Hardcore.
Keep it real. Take your Red Pill.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't have handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.